As far as how the media is spinning this conflict, they're trying to convince everyone that inflation is good. They're trying to convince everyone that the skyrocketing gas prices are all a necessary sacrifice for us as we fight against the evil Vladimir Putin, who's dissolving civil liberties simply because of toxic masculinity or whatever stupid reason they believe he's doing it for. And an example of this would be what Colbert said. You want to talk about virtue signaling? I know we've used that. We've used those words a few times already on the podcast, but this is Exhibit A of what it looks like. Stephen Colbert, a propagandist, not a comedian, a propagandist who does the bidding of the puppet masters who control him, gets up on his television show and talks about how he is happy to pay exorbitant amounts of money for gas if it means fighting Putin. Let's go to the clip now.
Crippling sanctions, and it looks like there's more to come because the U.S. and its European allies are now discussing banning imports of Russian oil. Take that, Putin. We're not going to buy our gas from a war criminal. We're going to buy it from Saudi Arabia. But it's going to cost. Since the invasion, oil prices have skyrocketed. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. Okay. That stings, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay. It's important.
Right.
It's important. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla.
I want you to notice how he contradicts himself.
Exactly.
First of all, he says, oh, you know, We're not getting Russian oil. Instead, we're getting it from Saudi Arabia, the good guy. So he makes what's actually a decent joke there.
Right.
Basically making the point that, well, hold on a minute. It's not like the alternative is necessarily moral either, because the alternative to Russian oil would be importing Saudi Arabian oil, and they're not exactly the good guys either. And then he turns around and says, oh, but I'm willing to pay more for gas if it means fighting Putin. I'm willing to pay more for gas as a result of not importing Russian oil. Hey, moron, that means that you would be paying more for Saudi Arabian oil, which you just implied wasn't a good idea either, you idiot. How does he not read the script and realize he contradicts himself right there?
To use his words against him, he said, I'll pay more oil for a clean conscience.
Exactly.
So apparently Saudi Arabian oil
is
very
great.
Clean, you know, morally speaking. It's that Russian dirty.
Even though he
oil.
Just implied that it wasn't.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways, but apparently when you have an audience that you're paying to clap for you, you can have it both ways. So you can essentially say whatever you want, and they're too stupid to even realize that they're making fun of you. If you fall for that hook, line, and sinker, they're literally making fun of you. They're making a mockery of you. And this propaganda is silly.